Are you tired of avoiding the tough challenges that could change your life? What if I told you there's a way to rewire your brain to not only face those hard tasks, but actually crave them? In this video, we're diving deep into the ancient philosophy of Stoicism to uncover powerful strategies that will help you embrace difficulties and transform them into opportunities for growth. Step 1. Know what you want to achieve. Understanding your goals is the first step to making your brain crave hard work. Stoicism stresses purpose clarity. Without a defined aim, your efforts may be dispersed and ineffectual. To fully covet the challenges ahead, you must first establish your goals. Seneca remarked, "If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." This emphasizes the importance of a clear purpose. Knowing your goals motivates your brain to tackle challenging tasks. Goals steer you through trials and tribulations. Start by thinking about your long-term goals. What are your career, personal, and growth goals? Written goals should be specific. Imprecise aims induce imprecise efforts and results. Instead of "I want to be successful," say, "I want to become a skilled software developer within the next 2 years." After setting goals, split them into smaller, doable milestones. Checkpoints along your route give you a sense of progress and success. Stoics focused on the present while looking ahead. By dividing your goals into smaller steps, you connect with this Stoic idea and can focus on what you can accomplish today to reach your ultimate goal. Know why you want to achieve your goals as well as what they are. Your why motivates you. A strong purpose for pursuing a goal helps your brain accept its hurdles. Reflect on your values and priorities. How do your aims match these values? Understanding the deeper meaning of your goals helps you persevere and stay dedicated. Stoicism encourages us to accept life's obstacles. Recognizing this and knowing your goals changes your perspective from avoidance to embrace. Your brain starts to see setbacks as chances to grow and reach your goals. This mindset change is the first step to making your brain want hard work. Step 2. Make large tasks manageable. After setting goals and clarifying what you want, make enormous jobs doable. Stoics believed in incremental progress toward a goal. Breaking down difficult jobs into smaller chunks makes them more manageable. This practical approach follows the Stoic philosophy of focusing on what you can control. Epictetus advised focusing on what you can manage. While we can't always control the outcome of our efforts, we can control our actions. Breaking down a major activity into smaller steps helps you focus on the immediate activities you can perform. This shift in focus reduces anxiety and builds momentum, making difficult tasks easier. If you want to write a book, it can be intimidating. Breaking it down into smaller tasks, like writing one chapter or paragraph at a time, makes it easier. Each minor step gets you closer to the bigger job, and your brain associates them with progress, increasing your motivation. Stoicism emphasizes patience and endurance. The path to success is frequently lengthy and difficult. Making enormous jobs small increases patience and gives you time to learn. The Stoic concept of amor fati, or embracing one's fate, encourages us to accept the path, including its challenges. Breaking down tasks helps you appreciate the process rather than the result. Breaking tasks down reduces overwhelm and provides a success plan. Celebrations of each tiny step boost motivation and progress. Stoics valued self-discipline and consistency. You gain the discipline to tackle even the hardest jobs by taking modest steps toward your objective. Making enormous jobs manageable doesn't mean compromising standards or ignoring obstacles. Instead, it involves treating problems strategically. The Stoics knew that greatness takes time and effort. Manageable tasks help you succeed by guaranteeing you can stick to them. So, making enormous tasks manageable is essential to having your brain crave hard work. Breaking down big activities into smaller steps reduces overwhelm, builds momentum, and develops discipline to reach your goals. This strategy follows Stoic concepts of focusing on what you can control, accepting the journey, and being patient and persistent. With each modest step, your brain craves the challenges of accomplishing your goals, motivating you, and boosting your achievement. Step 3. Build habits through consistency. Consistency creates habits that make your brain crave hard work. The Stoics stressed the importance of habits in developing character and behavior. Consistent routines help your brain handle difficult activities and maintain effort. Marcus Aurelius talked about discipline and consistency in his meditations. He realized that daily habits affect long-term success and that consistency is crucial to overcome hurdles. Maintaining regular behaviors trained your brain to view obstacles as routine and normal, reducing resistance and improving performance. To create habits via consistency, determine the important activities that will help you reach your goals. Specific, measurable, and long-term goals should guide these actions. To enhance your fitness, you may need to exercise 30 minutes a day, eat well, and get enough sleep. After identifying these actions, practice them consistently, even when it's hard. Your brain needs consistency to feel predictable and stable. Your brain learns routines from repeated actions. Your brain uses less energy to do this exercise as it becomes a habit. Habit formation makes difficult tasks easier by reducing the effort needed to start them. Stoics likewise valued repetition and everyday practice. They realized that mastering any skill or discipline takes time and effort. Consistency builds habits for continued improvement. Every day you practice a behavior, you strengthen its neural pathways, making it easier to repeat. Getting past change's early resistance is crucial to forming habits. The Stoics understood that resistance is natural and can be overcome with effort and self-discipline. Consistency, even when it's challenging, trains your brain to overcome barriers and tackle tough tasks. Tracking your progress and celebrating tiny wins is crucial. Stoics valued self-reflection and self-awareness. By routinely analyzing your progress, you can discover successes and places for improvement. Celebrating little wins motivates you to keep building habits. Building habits through consistency requires self-compassion throughout setbacks. The Stoics believe that setbacks are unavoidable and should be used for growth. If you miss a day or break your routine, don't beat yourself up. Instead, accept the setback, learn from it, and resume your routine. The trick is to think long-term and remember that consistency is growth, not perfection. So, regularity creates habits that make your brain crave hard work. Develop regular routines to make tough tasks and sustained effort easier. This approach follows Stoic discipline, repetition, and self-awareness. By building habits, you train your brain to view problems as usual and typical, reducing resistance and improving your capacity to handle challenging tasks. Step 4. Encourage yourself regularly. Encouraging yourself regularly is key to forcing your brain to want hard work. Stoicism stresses the need of positivity and resilience, especially in difficult situations. You gain mental and emotional power to overcome barriers and pursue your goals by frequently encouraging yourself. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, stressed the value of positive self-talk. He believed that thoughts affect emotions and actions, and that we may regulate our responses to situations by managing our thoughts. Regularly encouraging yourself requires creating a positive and motivating inner conversation that inspires you to keep going when things get rough. One of the best ways to motivate oneself is via affirmations. Repeating encouraging statements to yourself strengthens your views and attitudes. If you're working on a difficult project, say to yourself, "I am capable of overcoming any obstacle," or "I have the strength and determination to achieve my goals." These affirmations shift your brain's focus from doubts and fears to your strengths. In addition to affirmations, congratulate your progress periodically. Stoics valued self-reflection and acknowledging accomplishments. Reflecting on your accomplishments boosts your confidence in your capacity to handle future obstacles. Celebrating even little wins motivates your brain to keep trying. Practicing appreciation is another way to motivate oneself. Stoics stressed appreciation to retain perspective and positivity. Gratitude helps you feel abundant and joyful by shifting your emphasis from what you lack to what you have. An optimistic outlook helps you overcome obstacles with resilience and persistence. Expressing thankfulness for your success, chances, and strengths creates a mindset that desires growth and challenges. Be attentive of your self-talk during challenging times to encourage yourself. Our perspective of circumstances impacts our emotional response, according to Stoics. Notice your thoughts when you face a challenge or setback, supportive and constructive or judgmental, and self-defeating. By confronting negative beliefs and replacing them with good ones, you foster tenacity and resilience. Positive role models and inspirations can also motivate you. Masters of their fields were valued by Stoics for advice. Reading or listening to the stories of people who overcame significant obstacles might inspire you. These role models showed you can do hard things and have the strength to achieve. Be gentle to yourself when you struggle. Stoics accepted that life is difficult and setbacks are normal. Be kind to yourself by acknowledging your progress and remembering that growth is a journey, not a destination. Kindness and understanding help you create emotional resilience to tackle difficult activities. A positive and motivating inner dialogue, affirmations, gratitude, and good influences provide you the mental and emotional strength to overcome difficulties and pursue your goals. This technique follows Stoic self-reflection, gratitude, and resilience. Regularly encouraging oneself trains your brain to view problems positively, enhancing your drive and capacity to complete challenging tasks. Step 5. Learn from failure. Stoic philosophy emphasizes learning from failure, which makes your brain crave hard work. Stoics saw failure as an opportunity to learn and improve. Accepting failure as part of the path to achievement helps retrain your brain to view problems as learning opportunities. Seneca observed, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." Stoics believe that trials and failures promote mental and emotional toughness. Failure allows your brain to learn and adapt. Failure, according to Stoics, is a chance to better. A growth mentality helps you learn from failure. Unlike a fixed mindset, a growth mindset believes you can improve your skills and intelligence via effort and learning. Stoics believed in self-improvement and personal growth in all situations. A growth mindset teaches your brain to view failure as a temporary setback that can be overcome with effort. Reflect on failure and learn from it. Stoics used self-reflection to understand their thoughts, acts, and behaviors. Reflecting on your failures helps you understand what went wrong, what you could have done better, and what you can learn. Reflection helps you learn from failure and apply it to future problems. Failure should be approached with inquiry and openness. Stoics believe that our perceptions affect reality and that changing our perspective can alter our experience. When you perceive failure with curiosity, you focus on growth and learning rather than the negative. Instead of asking, "Why did this happen to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this experience?" This perspective shift promotes your brain to see problems as self-improvement opportunities. In addition to introspection and curiosity, Stoics valued resilience after defeat. Resilience is the ability to overcome obstacles and keep going. Epictetus advised us to focus on what we can control and accept what we cannot. When you fail, learn from it and move on. Resilience gives you mental and emotional strength to overcome obstacles. Being self-compassionate is another element to learning from failure. Stoics accepted that failure is part of life and advised self-compassion. Recognizing your efforts and treating yourself with compassion is better than being harsh on yourself. Compassionately treating yourself fosters learning and progress. So, realize that failure is part of the path to success. Stoics thought that character and virtues, not external achievements, define success. Failure helps you grow and become the person you want to be. Adopting a growth mindset, reflecting on your experiences, facing failure with curiosity, exercising resilience, and being gentle with yourself helps rewire your brain to see problems as chances for growth and self-improvement. It follows Stoic concepts of self-reflection, resilience, and morality. Failure teaches your brain to accept problems as learning opportunities that help you succeed. Step 6. Begin with easy parts to build momentum. Stoic philosophy recommends starting with simple sections to generate momentum and compel your brain to want hard work. Stoics believe that taking action, however modest, helped overcome lethargy and generate momentum toward larger goals. Start with easier parts of a task to feel progress and gain confidence to tackle harder parts. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher, often reminded himself that the present now is the only time to act. He wrote, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This quotation emphasizes the Stoic view that we control our actions and that even modest acts can build momentum to attain our goals. It's normal to feel overwhelmed and confused where to start a big undertaking. Overwhelm can cause procrastination and avoidance, making it hard to start. Stoics acknowledged this issue and recommended division into smaller, more manageable sections. Start with the easier bits to feel accomplished and get momentum. Organizing a house to declutter might be stressful. Start with a simple, uncomplicated chore like arranging a drawer or clearing a countertop to feel progress. You gain momentum and confidence by completing each minor work, making it simpler to tackle the bigger tasks. Stoics likewise valued present moment activity. They taught that the future is unknown and that we can only change today. Starting with the easiest portions of a task helps you focus and act now. This method matches the focusing on control is a Stoic principle. Focus on what you can accomplish now to make progress rather than the full task or future challenges. Building momentum with easy tasks helps overcome psychological reluctance to complex tasks. Stoics knew that fear, doubt, and procrastination can prevent action. Start with something easy to overcome mental obstacles and build a positive feedback loop. Your brain releases dopamine, a reward chemical, after each modest task. The dopamine release reinforces the behavior and keeps you going. Starting with easier elements builds momentum, confidence, and expertise. Stoics valued practice and repetition to improve skills. Each modest assignment improves your skills and experience, making it simpler to undertake larger ones. Stoics strive for excellence and self-improvement. Therefore, this slow evolution makes sense. Starting with easy sections isn't about avoiding problems or taking the easiest route. Instead, it's a strategy to gain momentum and confidence for difficult jobs. Stoics believe that true growth came from tackling obstacles head-on, but also from starting small and progressing. Start with doable chores to generate momentum, confidence, and progress toward more difficult ones. This approach follows Stoic concepts of acting in the present, focusing on what you can manage and self-improvement. By building momentum with easy tasks, you train your brain to approach obstacles with confidence and passion, making it easier to handle challenging tasks and achieve your goals. Step 7. Focus on one task at a time. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on one activity at a time to make your brain crave hard work. Stoics valued concentration and focused attention. Focusing on one activity at a time boosts productivity, reduces stress, and improves problem-solving. Epictetus advised focusing on what you can manage. He taught that focusing on the present and the work at hand eliminates distractions and maximizes effort. This applies especially to difficult tasks. Focusing on one task allows your brain to completely engage with the difficulty and develop solutions. Multitasking is valued in today's fast-paced world. Multitasking reduces productivity and increases stress, according to research. Stoics knew this before science. Focusing on one subject at a time improved clarity, efficiency, and effectiveness, they believed. Splitting your concentration between tasks dilutes your efforts and makes development tougher. Start by choosing the most crucial task to focus on. Stoics prioritized what mattered and focused on it. This requires appreciating the task and its relevance to your goals. Prioritizing the most important activity aligns your activities with your values and ensures progress toward what matters. Eliminate distractions after choosing your core task. The Stoics stressed discipline and self-control, which apply to distraction management. Focus-friendly workplaces minimize interruptions and set boundaries. Turn off notifications, close unneeded tabs, and schedule a distraction-free work time. Creating a concentrated setting tells your brain this task is essential and requires your undivided concentration. If your mind wanders while working, bring it back to the present. Stoics practiced mindfulness to stay grounded and focused. If your mind wanders to other chores or issues, gently bring it back. Mindfulness improves concentration and lets you fully engage with the problem. Focusing on one job requires energy management. Stoics valued self-care and balance. Take breaks to refuel when working on one task for a long time. This reduces burnout and ensures long-term success. The Pomodoro technique, which combines brief intervals of focused work followed by short breaks, helps maintain attention and energy throughout the day. Be patient and trust the process when focusing on one activity. Stoics believe that delayed development should not discourage us. By focusing on one activity, you give yourself time and space to succeed. Patience and persistence are necessary to build resilience to overcome challenges. Finish each work and celebrate before moving on. Stoics valued self-reflection and acknowledging achievements. Celebrating your progress reinforces positive behaviors and motivates you to continue. This sense of accomplishment produces a positive feedback loop that motivates your brain to try new things and work hard. Putting all your efforts into one activity can boost productivity, reduce stress, and help you solve tough problems. This technique follows Stoic awareness, discipline, and prioritization. As you focus on one job, you educate your brain to fully engage with problems and build resilience to achieve your goals. Step 8. Celebrate small victories. Stoic philosophy emphasizes celebrating minor triumphs as the final step in making your brain seek hard things. To stay motivated and generate momentum, Stoics valued even minor progress. Celebrating little wins reinforces positive behavior and motivates you to keep going. According to Stoic philosopher Seneca, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Each modest win is a step toward a bigger goal. Celebrating these wins creates a positive feedback loop that motivates your brain to try new things and succeed. Celebrating minor triumphs is about acknowledging your progress and using it to keep going. Recognize your achievements to celebrate little wins. Stoics valued self-reflection and acknowledging accomplishments. After each day or week, evaluate your progress. Whether you finished a task, reached a milestone, or made progress toward your objective, praise yourself. Celebrate minor wins with meaningful rewards. True happiness comes from inside, and Stoics believe self-improvement should be fun. Consider the inherent satisfaction of attaining your goals instead than extrinsic rewards. This could be as easy as enjoying a sense of accomplishment or giving oneself a little values-based reward. Reinforcing positive behavior and feeling fulfilled will keep you going. It's crucial to celebrate others' triumphs as well as your own. Stoics believed in human interdependence and mutual assistance. Celebrating others' successes creates a happy and supportive environment that promotes collective growth. This group and shared accomplishment might inspire you to achieve your goals and overcome obstacles. Maintaining perspective while celebrating little wins is crucial. The Stoics emphasize that while progress is vital, we should also remember our long-term goals and avoid complacency. Celebrating modest wins should not lead to complacency or false confidence. Instead, utilize each triumph to celebrate your accomplishments and motivate you to reach your greater goals. Celebrate tiny wins with thankfulness. Stoics stressed thankfulness to keep a positive outlook and perspective. Expressing gratitude for your progress and opportunities promotes plenty and contentment. Positive thinking makes it easier to overcome obstacles and inspires your brain to seek new learning possibilities. Overall, recognizing modest wins can make your brain seek heavy work. Recognizing and rewarding your accomplishments, retaining perspective, and practicing thankfulness reinforces beneficial habits and gives you a sense of accomplishment that motivates you to keep going. These methods follow Stoic concepts of self-reflection, intrinsic satisfaction, and thankfulness. Celebrating minor wins trains your brain to notice and appreciate progress, and builds drive and resilience to face bigger obstacles.